There wasn't really anything that I felt I wanted to get up for. Nothing at all. Other than this sort of seed of, I don't know what it was, a sense of wanting, I suppose, to do something, but not really quite knowing what it was, to help others. And I think that was something which was going to get me out of bed and does do. And there wasn't anything else at the time. I suppose the charity was a key thing to provide a lifeline.
People talk about losing a child is so terrible, but I think to lose a five-year-old and your only child as well is not the easiest thing. It's probably the hardest thing you can ever do. Mm. And although you've still got that mindset of being a parent, you don't have a child.
I remember thinking on more than one occasion as well about, do I say I am Christopher's mum or I was Christopher's mum? It still makes me feel really uncomfortable, and I almost dread meeting people and potentially being asked that question.
I think when we started out, we didn't actually set out to start a charity of our own.
No. It was more the reason for wanting to do something.
I think the best decision we made was to make it a target-based organisation, so that we would set a target and then raise funding for that target, a researcher or a piece of equipment. And that way, it's one small step at a time. But we're only two people, and perhaps what we want to achieve, we may never achieve in the long term.
Thing is, though, you have to try. If you don't try these things, you'll never know what you can achieve. And that, for me, is really important. And that drives me, I think. And, you know, but if everybody then just sat back and did nothing, nobody would change anything.
Yes. It's a step nearer to getting a researcher or a piece of equipment.
It's a step closer to our end goal, isn't
yes.
it? Which is helping
yes.
make a difference for other children.
Yes. The charity is so personal. It bears Christopher's name.
Mm.
The logo's got a drawing of, you know, done by Christopher.
Mm.
It is personal.
And it never will be a job. It's always, always going to be more than that.
Yeah. But saying that, if we heard tomorrow that there was a cure, you and I would be over the moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one would be happier than us.
It would be the best that we could hope for.